I'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We are live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, broadcasting on WPCA 93.1 FM. We are also on the internet broadcasting coast to coast. Eddie used to work at the coast to coast store in Glenwood years ago, but that's got nothing to do with it, folks. But anyhow, welcome. And my name is Mike Murtha. And home from a big trip from Ireland is Eddie Schmidt, and he will be singing "Whoa, Danny Boy," won't you?
No, I don't think
Well, each show, we invite a local guest and to share some music and stories. This week, we are featuring a Magnifici. So sit back and listen. Tell your family, neighbors, and friends. This is hometown, small town, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. And we hope that you do, too. And we also hope that we trigger some happy memories. So let's hoop it up a little bit. Once again, I want to say hello to everybody. Welcome to our show. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We're in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. Going to have some fun like we always do. And I want to start off by saying hello, Eddie. Welcome home.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yes, you had quite a trip over in Ireland.
Ireland, that's right. It's not Ireland, it's Ireland. Yeah, you got to get, it doesn't take long to get used to talking the way that they talk over there.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. It was a great trip. And
you were gone for, was it 8 days or?
A week, the 12th to the 19th. We went over with good friends of ours, Kurt and Brenda, and my wife, Joanne, and just had a great time. Met some really neat people, saw some beautiful country.
Well, great.
And those Cliffs of Moher are about the most beautiful thing you'll see over there in Ireland, that are way over in the West Coast.
And, oh, nice.
But just had a great time.
Well, it's certainly something that my wife and I are hoping you do, too, so I'm glad you got to do it, and we're going to get back to some more.
Yeah, I got stories. Some stories for you. Hard to believe, but I've got some stories for you.
Well, good. That's good. Hey, we have Gay Magnifici with us here tonight. Gay, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing just fabulous.
That's good. Good to
Thanks
see you.
Thanks for inviting me again.
Well, you bet. Yeah. I was telling Bob off the air that we've been doing this for just about 2 years. This is the first time that we have had to repeat a guest. So we've really, it's surprising how many musicians that we know and how these people were very generous to come in and share their music and share their stories. We had Three Shades of Gray here last time, and we had Hound Dog was here, I think, the time before from the White Sidewalls, and Swanee from the White Sidewalls was here before. They were just in Amory here almost 2 weeks ago now. We came over and saw them, had a nice time with them. So, but anyhow, Gay, how's your summer going?
It's going just fabulous.
It's going fast.
Been kind of busy.
Yeah, you're back on the lake again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a pontoon or not?
Oh, Tom bought another boat.
He did.
It doesn't run. We had two pontoons, never used them. Now we bought another boat.
Oh.
I haven't even seen it yet. It's up at the farm.
Oh okay.
It doesn't run.
Oh, well.
I bet you got a good deal on it, though.
He said he did.
He better have, right?
I don't know.
Yes. Well, what's... We're going to have you do some talking here along the way, but we want you to sing first. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about a little Hank Williams?
There you go. Yeah.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around, then call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will pine someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around, then call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Well, there you go. That is Gay Magnifici singing Your Cheating Heart. Hank Williams, very nice.
Thank you.
Get tired of that song. That's just a great song. Nice work there, yes. So, Eddie, let's go back. And I asked you on the phone just a couple things about Ireland, but... So you go ahead and tell me what you got in your mind first, then I'll...
Then you'll go digging deeper?
I'll start digging deeper if I have to.
No, I was just trying to think all of that. It was such a fun trip. It's quite a ways over there, and tried a lot of the basic food over there. And the one thing I noticed about, like, the sausage is instead of having more of a texture like that we're used to with our breakfast sausage and, like, bratwurst, it's ground up really, really thin, and it's almost like soft. So that was a little bit different. But the neatest thing, I think, was still talking to the old guys when we were over by Ennis, and we walked into this. There was a little pub next door to the golf place where we were staying at this country club, and we walked in, and my wife Joanne says to me, "Is it okay if we come in here?" "Of course it's okay if you come in, and it's even better if you buy the house around," he says. So we were sitting there, and these four guys, and they were just your classic ones that you'd want to run into over there in Ireland, and the one turns around to us, and a lot of them drink that darker Guinness beer over there, and he says, "You know what the trick is to drinking that Guinness?" I says, "What's that?" He says, "You have to drink the first gallon slow," he says. I thought, know where he comes up with it. And we were sitting there, and we were going to get one more or something. And my wife said, "Well, I'm good." And he turns around and he says, "I know you're good." He's asking what you want to drink. But just the way they've got such a neat way they say different things. Sure. And it's not, "How's your trip going?" It's, "How are you getting on then?" You know, and stuff like that. And the way they say certain things, it's just,
Would you go back?
Oh, you know, it was really fun. And so I don't know. There's so many other places. I'm not sure if I would right now, but I probably if the opportunity came to do it again. I mean, it was so beautiful, and the people are so nice. So.
Well, nice, Are you up for singing a song or playing a tune?
Well, I thought maybe I was trying to remember all these neat melodies that you hear over there, so maybe I'll play a little bit of there was a kind of an Irish melody that I kind of heard that I thought, but we might be able to use when we do the St. Patrick's Day parade in Richmond.
Yeah.
So in the key of C, The one place we were at, Larry McElroy was this great accordion player that I met the second part of the week, and he was doing anything from our country western type stuff to their traditional stuff to... It was just, he was just an amazing player. But I think he played something like this, and I was trying to remember it. So here's a little bit of Irish melody. One, two, three.
What kind of instruments were doing that? A mandolin type of thing?
Well, I think he was playing that on his accordion.
Okay,
but
sure.
On the one Sunday night in Ennis, we saw a really neat traditional group. There was a guy playing guitar with nylon strings and singing, and he had just a perfect Irish voice, and a guy playing fiddle. It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And they got those different drums over there. It looks like a snare drum, but they hold it vertically, and they flip it on one side with a kind of a stick, and then hold their hand on the backside and move it around. Almost sounds like a bass drum and a snare at the same time. But one guy had a thing called a charango that had 10 strings on it. I didn't know what it was, and I had to ask him what it was, but they were great just doing some traditional stuff.
Good. Yeah, that's neat. Yeah, so we'll get back to some more stories. I got one to share with you if I can remember. I've got to think about it. It's one that this gentleman told me a few years ago. It was such a funny story about Ireland. But anyhow, should we sing Welcome to My World?
Yeah.
All set? Yep.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this heart of mine.
I'll be waiting here.
I'll be waiting
here
with my arms unfurled,
waiting just for you.
Waiting just for you.
Welcome to my world.
And the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this heart of mine.
I'll be waiting here.
I'll be waiting here
with my arms unfurled.
With my arms unfurled.
Waiting just for you.
Waiting just for you.
Welcome to my world, waiting just for you.
Waiting just for you.
Welcome to my world.
Well, that was very nice. That was fun.
I love that song.
Yeah, that's really fun. We sang that just a few weeks ago over at the Memory Care.
Yeah.
Uncle Bob was there, and and Gay, you're the same Gay that is running for
the assembly for
state
the 28th
assembly. Good
district.
For you. Yeah. So, And just so people know, that's the same gay that sings with Trigger Happy and sings at the nursing homes and was a nurse for 35 years. Wish you the best on that.
Thank you. I've taken care of people all my life, and I just want to continue.
Part of your nature, you bet. Yeah. Last week I had a different experience. I went down to Stanley, Wisconsin with Dan Wall, a good friend of mine. We both have written, I wrote one book, he's written about three books, but we did a presentation at a library, brought my guitar, and it was for children, mostly. There was some, there was probably 20 kids there, and a lot of parents and some grandparents, but we had a lot of fun, and he brought his dog with him, and the kids loved that, and we did some children's music, but if there's any libraries out there that wants to have us come out and do something, we'd be more than happy to come out and do a show at some of your libraries. You could actually, if local, contact the radio station, WPCA Radio, if you want, and they will get a hold of me. But we'd be glad to go out and do some more of those things. We've done probably 15 different libraries, but it's about talking about our books and sharing some music, and it's just been fun.
By the way, I loved your book.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, I read it. I just couldn't put it down. Oh. I just read the whole thing right straight through.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
It's awesome.
That.
Really.
You know, it's funny that book was actually written for young adult, but it's people our age that have read it. I'm surprised that this friend of mine who was in the nursing home in Baldwin, who just passed away, by the way, but Wayne Volker, I gave it to him, and he loved to read Westerns. And I said, you want to try this book? And he said, I'll try it. Same thing, he started reading it, and he said, I put it down for supper. I started reading it. I said, I finished it that evening. He said, I just got caught up in this. Said, it's just, he called it a nice American story.
Well,
it's
just, I just recognized some of the characters in the book, and I couldn't stop.
There was this all-star tuba player named Mike Murphy was in there.
Gee, I wonder who that sounds like.
And then there was...
there was Carl.
Yes, and there was Eddie Ferletti, I think it was.
Spagnoletti or whatever.
Yeah, so Eddie Spaghetti. But so, yes, anyhow. Do you want to sing a song, Eddie, or you want...
I didn't have anything set up to sing, but we
otherwise
sure
otherwise we can have Gay sing another one while we're going here. So
I'll think of one in
okay.
the meantime.
Yeah.
Well, how about that one by the Duprees, but
sure.
Patsy Cline did it too?
Yeah.
Came out in 1952. It's one called You Belong to Me.
See the pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise from a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. And maybe you be lonesome too and blue. By the ocean in a silver plain, see the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you belong to me. I'm gonna be so alone without you. And maybe you'll be lonesome too and blue. Like the ocean in a silver plain, see the jungle with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you'll be
I used to roller skate to that song, too, at the Duranda Roller Rink.
Duranda. I think I've asked this before, but is that building still there or not?
No.
No,
it changed into a furniture store, then it burned down.
Mysteriously. Well, that's a long time ago. So
it was a long time ago. Had a lot of fun there, though.
I was thinking about this story, and I hope I can remember it, how it was told to me, but this guy went to Ireland a few years ago. He was from New Richmond, and he sold insurance. He was on the county board, but anyhow, it was like late forenoon, and they were going to go out touring, and his wife said, well, I need to get dressed and do some things. He says, well, I'll just walk down to this little pub. I'm waiting for you. So he goes down, and the doors were open, but the lights were off, and all the stools were up on top of the table, so he kind of walks in quietly, and the bartender says, hey, we're not open yet. What are you doing in here? And he says, I apologize. I'm sorry. I should have never walked in. We don't open for another 45 minutes. I'm sorry. He says, would you care for a beer while you're waiting?
That sounds about like what it's like over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so many different ways the way they say certain things, like it's not watch your step, it's mind the step. And that's what the sign will say, is mind the step.
Okay.
And boy, that driving over there is a whole different thing. I'd give Kurt credit, the couple that was with us. He drove 3 of the 4 days and I drove 1 day. But like over here where the street signs, when you look at a sign, it'll tell you the next town's coming up. Usually the one that's closest is up on the top, and then, well, it's the opposite over there. So the closest one's on the bottom, and then you go up. So it's doing that, and then driving on the left side, and then you go into those roundabouts, and sometimes they're one lane, and sometimes they're two lanes. But they might have 3 or 4 different places to jump off, and you don't know. It's not straight through or right or left. It's a whole different deal that way.
A little slower pace, though, driving, or not really?
Oh, no.
No,
they get right behind you, and if you're not going, they're kind of right on you. And they said, just do your thing or whatever. And the thing that would throw you were wondering if you were going down a one-way street, because you'd see cars parked, and some were this way, and some were facing the opposite way. And we met a nice gal over there that's been over there for 18 months, and she goes, I've had it with this rain and sprinkling all the time, and the way the people drive over here, it just because they just if there's a place to park, they park.
Different world.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Yeah. So, do you want to sing one now?
Sure. I guess I better come up with something.
Yeah. Even happy birthday if you can't think of anything else.
One I was thinking of today that do a lot our son Ethan comes out and plays lead for it as Amy. And I didn't know if we've done that. So here's one by Pure Prairie Lake. I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. And now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I'm thinking I might keep you for my own. Hey, me, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things you thought weren't proper could be right in time, can't you see? Way we should turn together or alone. See, I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong. Too long, tell me, Amy, what you wanna do. I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. now it's come to what you want, you had your way. And all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. But can't you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Oh, won't you look at me and tell me, hey me, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I long you if I do, yeah, yeah. Hey me, what you wanna do? I think I can stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do, do, yeah.
Well, very nice.
Done that in a while.
I've never done it on six string. Yeah, I'm sure
well, you have now.
Well, it took me about a third of the song to remember it. So, but yeah, that's a good song. That was fun. Yes. I was going to say hello to a few people. I ran into Diane Potanovich on the way up here.
Oh, okay.
You remember, she's the one that gave her that name, Eddie Spaghetti.
Yeah, and when we were kids and my brother Scotty was with me, it was Eddie Spaghetti and Scotty Meatball.
Oh, and I just want to, before I forget, you mentioned something about Ethan. Now, they played over in Rice Lake with Travis Tritt, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had for Aquafest on, I think, Friday night. It was the Friday night before we took off for Ireland, and we got to go over and watch them. But, yeah, he played with Chris Cruzy over there, and they had, Chris brought up a fiddle player. I don't know if he's worked with her before, but a gal flew up from Nashville, and she sang and played fiddle, and she was amazing fiddle player. And they did. It was pretty neat to watch your kid playing before Travis Tritt got out, and they were good. But I had some people sitting next to me saying, "I think I like that first band better."
Really? Oh, neat. Good, so. Actually, how was Travis Tritt? Was it you?
It was good. Yeah. We stayed, and he's. And he says, like he said, I hope you folks don't mind, because I'm going to do the songs that these going to be a lot of songs from the 80s or whatever, but what we did, but that's what we do, and
sure.
it was great. So.
Yeah, he had some great hits. It was like when we saw John Anderson.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, he was great, and he did every song exactly like the recording. Some of these guys like to improvise, or I suppose they get, you know, maybe bored with doing the same arrangement, so they change it up. But he did not. He did it.
He sounded the same.
He did. He was, yeah. Was that true with Travis Tritt, too?
Was it
pretty traditional sounding?
Yep.
Yeah.
And, of course, they save the headlighter till it's darker, and then all the lights and the fog machines and everything's going like that. So, but it was good. But.
Well, good. Yes. So, you want to sing another one?
Sure. We'll send this one out to Scott Nash.
Oh.
If he's listening. He's homebound.
Well, yes.
No, he injured his knee, and
this is for all the shut-ins who are who have been locked up in the hospital for like 30 days or so, something like shut-ins, like Scott.
Like Scott. You got leaving on your mind.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yep. So we'll start her in C.
Sure. Okay.
If you've got leaving on your mind, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If you've got leaving on your mind, if there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If there's a new love in your heart, don't leave me here in a world now, it a world filled with dreams that might have been. Hurt me now, get it over, so I may learn to love again. If there's a new love in your heart, tell me now. Another Patsy Cline, I love her.
Very good, very nice. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're in Amory, Wisconsin, having lots of fun here. We got Bob Zonk helping us with engineering, and we sure appreciate all he does for us as well. And just like to mention a couple of things. The theater, July 14th, is going to be Nikki Peppers is going to be at the theater. Then the 15th will be the Get Backs, some rock and roll. It's probably like some classic rock, I'm guessing, or whatever. So, yeah, that's some fun place to go. We've had some fun there, and we're going to hopefully get back in there with you guys again, too. We're going to be in New Richmond July 14th, and it happens to be your birthday that day,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
Yes. And we got early hours. Actually, they changed the hours again. We were going to start at 11 in the morning.
That was too early.
Now it's much better. It's 11:30.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm on my second cup of coffee.
Yeah, I know. It's
okay.
And I'm not exactly sure why, because they want to do it before the parade, but the parade's not until Sunday. So this is Saturday. You know, whatever.
Well, you know what? Makes perfect sense to me.
No,
I'm not going to even question
sense,
it.
Say it again.
Oh, and then August 5th, we're going to be in Beldenville. It's on a Sunday afternoon for a party. We'll be in Hammond for their celebration August 10th. The Heartland Days will be back in New Richmond the 22nd of August. That's the Hillside, what do you call it?
Yeah, it's just the family night.
Yeah,
and outside.
The Heritage Center. Yeah. So
very
anyhow.
Nice.
Yeah.
We also got a couple of churches we're going to be playing at, too.
That's right.
It's probably good to let Gay know about this, too, since he probably hasn't heard about it yet. But
no, I didn't know about the Beldenville thing either, okay?
But July 15th is on the Sunday there is for when Prairie Farm is having their celebration. We're going to be playing at the Lutheran Church in Prairie Farm on that July 15th. And then the following Sunday, I'm going to see who all I can rope up to maybe play at my church over in St. Croix Falls at the Presbyterian Church. Is that the 22nd, I think? So
right, yep.
So
we've done it. Is it outdoors again?
Yeah, I think we're going to try to do it outdoors.
I'll try and make it on time this time.
Yeah, I remember the last time we were there, you and I were supposed to sing this duet.
I know.
And I thought, well, I'll just do it by myself, I guess. And so Eddie kicks off the intro, and I start singing, and all of a sudden, here comes your car flying through the parking lot. And you come flying out of that car, grab the microphone, everything just went fine.
Yeah, I never missed a line.
Oh, jeez. Should we try this one? It's a song that I don't think we've probably performed it maybe once. But so it's one we're going to learn this one tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Something Stupid. It's not about Tom.
Oh, I hope he's not listening.
Okay, Eddie, can you kick that off here?
One, two, three, four.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. I know it's just a lie to you.
so right before. I practiced every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. Then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the nights so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
That was
nothing
fun.
Nothing wrong with that.
Let's do it again. That was so much fun. Check her off, Eddie.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
No, that's a great song. It's, you know, we played country music our whole career, but it's so fun to do something just a little bit different like that. So.
Well, I love Frank Sinatra.
Who?
He is Frank Sinatra. That's, what do you mean, who?
You ever heard of him, Eddie?
Yeah, I don't think, did he used to play at the Straight Eight?
I think he was up on that thing, you know, maybe it was Brenneman's.
Oh, Brenneman's, yeah, that's probably where I heard him, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe the Admiral Inn or
Dave
something
Dudley
like that.
Dave Dudley opened up for him.
Okay. No, and his daughter Nancy sang with him on that, so.
Yep.
A few more folks I want to say hello to is Edna over in White Bear Lake, a good friend of mine. Phil and Linda in Wilson, Wisconsin, Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana, and my wife Debbie, Shirley Halliburton, Jim Ehlers, who is, he was one of our guests here.
Yep. Yep.
Putz, faithful listener, Scott Nash, we already mentioned him, but one of the shut-ins, right? And, of course, Uncle Bob.
Hi, Uncle Bob.
And the Hunyucks, Bill and Dennis.
And, say a quick hi to the couple that went with us to Ireland, Kurt and Brenda, had a great time, and just had to mention that I won a cribbage game today at work by 1 point against Scott, and but Scott and Brian are probably listening out there, and maybe Brian Jevning and my wife Joanne and whoever else, thanks for listening, all everybody that does. So.
Yeah. Did you mention?
I think we got some of them. My neighbor from across the lake, I think they're sitting out in the parking lot listening to us. Harold and May, are out around.
Well, so. Great. Yeah, I'm glad they're out here. And hopefully they'll stick their heads in the door when we get done and see the studio here, too. And
I know Alan Ann that lived next door to me, she listens every Thursday night. She's got one radio that if she puts it just right in the window and she can listen. And she listens every Thursday night. So thanks.
That's neat. So. Yes.
Gabe, maybe she's got somebody to say hi to.
Hi to my husband, Tom, and I think that's probably all that's listening.
Did he buy any more boats by the sense of time you told us? So
be nice if it would work.
I bet it looks nice, though.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it. Okay. Oh, once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're in Amory, Wisconsin, and enjoying a beautiful, beautiful evening. It's supposed to be a nice weekend, and it's supposed to be really, really super hot tomorrow. So Eddie, if you normally drink like 4 beers, double it on those really hot days like that. It's just
I can't get into that Guinness thing about drinking the first gallon slow.
Okay. Oh, jeez. I ran across something I just thought was kind of fun. Is cost of living, and this always intrigues me. This is 1970. And I just picked that one for the fun of it. But any idea what the average cost of a new house was back in 1970? You want to take a guess?
I'll say $12,500.
Eddie?
I'll say a little higher, $25,000 or $30,000.
Eddie, you're pretty close. It's $23,450, something like that. But the average income per year. This is average now in 1970. So, average income.
Average? 5,000.
A little higher.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I was making, okay?
Okay.
As far as the house go, I paid $12,000 for my first house in 1971.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, and the cost of a gallon of gas in 1970?
25 cents.
You're pretty close, 36 cents.
Really?
So, yeah. Anyhow, I get some more of that stuff. It's just kind of fun to stumble across those things in the...
Are them the stats from Hammond, or is that national?
Well, they used to have gas wars, you know, and they'd get down to 19 cents a gallon where I was living.
I know it.
They 19 cents a gallon?
Yep. Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah,
I had to get rid of this one car because it cost $5 to fill it up. It's too much. It's a gas hog.
Ed, do you want to sing one, or who wants to sing something here?
Did you want to try maybe that new instrumental that we started doing about...
Sure.
Have we done Stealing the Blues
Let's
on
see
this?
If I can follow you. Yeah. It's
sure.
We're in the key of...
Charlie,
okay.
Two, three, four, one.
Cool.
That's an old Jerry Bird song called Stealing the Blues.
Jerry Bird. That's very nice.
Yeah. So no words to the song.
There are actually, I heard one version of it where there was a couple of lines in it about some guy that was out stealing something or whatever, but I'll have to see if I can work them up and we'll throw them in sometime when we're doing
it. I'll just make up some of that too, if you don't mind.
I've done that.
Yes. You want to sing?
Sure. How about Crazy Arms?
There you go. Key of
A.
A, isn't it? Yeah.
One, two.
Now blue ain't the word for the way that I feel, and the storm is brewing in this heart of mine. This ain't no crazy dream, I know that it's real. It's someone else's love now, you're not mine. Crazy arms that reach to hold somebody new, but my yearning heart keeps saying you're not mine. My troubled mind knows soon another you beware, and that's why I'm lonely all the time. Thank you. take all the love I thought was mine. Someday these crazy arms will hold somebody new. But right now I'm so lonesome I could die. Crazy arms that reach to hold somebody new. But my aching heart keeps saying you're not mine. But troubled by no soon to another you'll be with. You're someone else's love now, you're not mine. We are someone else's love now, you're not mine.
Very nice.
Thank you.
That's so fun. We probably say this every time we're here, but it's just so fun with acoustic guitars, especially if I can play the right chords, but with the steel guitar and just blending some voices, and it's lots of fun. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. Great radio station, and they do take pledges if you would like to pledge some money. It's public radio, so it depends on the public out there to keep this going, and they've been here now for 15 years on the air, and we congratulate them for that. Lots of hard work. Bob Zonk and Luann have been so dedicated to this, and we commend you for that. So it's really a privilege for us to come up and get to do this, isn't it?
Yeah. Just before we came down, I posted on Facebook that I was heading down to do the radio show, and I put the call letters on there, and then I put this accordion player that I met over there in Ireland, just phenomenal accordion player, and I'm friends with him on Facebook now, and they're, I think, 6 hours ahead of us, so I don't know by chance if he saw the post, if it'd be between 1 and 2 in the morning, if he was listening to us on the internet, but he was, and when he got done playing, he talked to me, I think my wife said, did you realize you were talking to him for almost an hour?
Really?
Where he was showing me different websites and where he uses things to get soundtracks for background tracks for stuff that he's doing. And so that we'll hope that Larry's listening over in Ireland tonight.
Yes. And you guys are going to actually send some tracks back and forth, you said?
He said that when he found out I played pedal steel guitar, he said, I'm going to send you some MP3 songs and have you record on top of them and send them back to me. So maybe we'll have something going over to Ireland.
Well, nice. Let's try something we've never done before.
Sure.
And if we embarrass ourselves, it wouldn't be the first time.
No, it wouldn't. No. Probably won't be the last.
No. It's called Pretty Blue Eyes. It was sung done by Steve Lawrence. And, right? Yeah. Bob shakes his head. Yes. Yep. Okay. So, Kia E, Eddie, see if I can remember this song.
Thanks for the clue.
Thought I was in love before, then she moved in next door. Pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. All the guys from the neighborhood keep saying you sure look good in your blue eyes. Pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window, my heart skips a beat. I sit by your doorstep so that I can meet. Pretty blue eyes, please come out today so I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, love you. Pretty blue eyes. Saw you from my window, my heart skips a beat. I'd sit by your doorstep so that I can meet. Pretty blue eyes, please come out today so I can tell you what I have to say, that I love you, pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. Pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes.
Well, that was fun.
I like that song.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know how big of a hit it was, but I had a Steve Lawrence.
I vaguely remember it.
Yeah. He had some hits that were much bigger than this one, but I think this one might have been overlooked. Okay, we're going to have to wind her up here pretty quick. We do certainly want to thank you, Gay, for coming over.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and good luck in all your parades and whatnot.
Thank you. That's where I'm getting my farmer tan.
That's right. And that's hard work. That's out there walking like that. But, Eddie, so good to have you back from Ireland. And, anything else you want to say before we...
Oh, yeah. I think last month I was, when you did the show, I tried to listen to a couple of songs. We were out in Omaha working.
That's right.
And heard a little bit of a couple of songs, so it's always fun to tune in myself when we're not here. But
when we were telling Bob beforehand that you were over in Ireland, he said, "Do they have an office over there too?"
I laughed when he said that. Yeah, it was good.
So once again, this broadcast is every Thursday night, but the last Thursday of each month is the live one, which is tonight, and then they rebroadcast. And so I hope you folks can tune in and catch us on 93.1 or on the internet. And with that, we're going to have to say get out of here. We're going to leave. And
let
folks know that this song that's playing, it's a version of Trigger Happy's version, but it's Eddie Schmidt playing the lead guitar on
Jerry's Breakdown.
Breakdown. It's our version of Jerry's Breakdown. And I taught Eddie how to play that, and you come along pretty nice on that, Eddie. And if you believe that, I got a used car for you to buy too. So anyhow, we're going to have to say goodnight. So thanks again, everybody. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you.